Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Masechtas Tainis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod. Here the Tana is going to tell us about other days that Bezin preferred not to be Geizer at Tana Sibra on those days. For example, Ein, Bezin will not Geizer and decree Tainis a Tainis ala Tzibra on the Tzibra when one of the days of the Tainis, meaning the Monday, Thursday, or Monday, would fall on one of these 3 days. Either Berash Chodesh, if one of those Monday or Thursdays are Berash Chodesh, Bezin would not declare that time a Tainis, B'Chanukah, Ubapurim. However, V'im Hischilu. Let's say it's Tam, a time of Tzada, and Bezin was Geizer Tainis, and they were hoping. And although Bezin said, keep fasting until we have a Yeshua, they were hoping that by the time Rosh Chodesh comes, or Chanukah, or Purim comes, Vadim and Hashemayim, they would have Rachmanis, and there would be no need to continue fasting. But Lamaisa, the Tshuva wasn't accepted yet, and the Tzada is still there. So Zakta Mishnah V'im Hischilu, if they started to fast from before and were running into these days, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, the halacha is Ein Mafsikin. We don't stop fasting. We fast during those days as well. Divrei Rabban Gamliel, Azei Halt Rabban Gamliel. Omer Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, Afal Pisha Omer Rabban Gamliel Ein Mafsikin. Even though Rabban Gamliel said during these days, we don't stop. In other words, we continue our Seder of Tanesim, but Maidahaya, he was Maida She'ein Mashlimin, that during these days, they don't finish off the Tainus until at night, but they eat in the evening near the time of Shkia Sachama. V'chein, and he said the same thing about Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Erev Shabbos. What if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos? Now, nowadays, Tisha B'Av can't fall on Erev Shabbos. The calendar is set up to make sure that it doesn't happen. But in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, that they were Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Haria, based on when the Eidos came and said they saw the new moon, it could happen that Tisha B'Av should fall on Friday. So the halacha would be the same, or at least Rabban Gamliel would hold this way according to Reb Meir, that because of the covet of Shabbos, it's not covet to come into Shabbos when you're hungry and like sad, that you would eat before Shabbos. But the Gemara tells us that the Chachamim argue on what Reb Meir says b'shem Rabban Gamliel. And they hold that if one of these days falls b'toich ha'tainis, or for that matter, when Tisha B'Av would fall on Friday, we fast the entire day. You know which tainis could fall on Friday, even b'zman hazeh? And the answer is Asar B'Tavis. And if Asar B'Tavis falls on Friday, we take a fast the entire day. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. We said Bezin is not Geizer a tainis ala tzibur. If one of those days is going to come out to be Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, but let's say Bezin started a whole series of Tanais, and not necessarily for rain. We were told to fast until Hashem helps us. And Lamaisa, our tshuva wasn't accepted yet, and they didn't expect it to run into any of these days. But they're already in the middle of fasting. We don't stop fasting, as they halt Rabban Gamliel. Rav Meir says that Rabban Gamliel would agree, although we do fast on those days, but not mamish the entire day. We eat something a little bit before this man, and the same would be true in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when Tisha B'Av would fall on Erev Shabbos, that you don't fast the entire day, because we don't want to come into Shabbos in not such a good mood or being distressed.